Welcome back. Let us discuss our subject, stores management. And we now move on to chapter number 9. And the name of the chapter is Identification and Barcoding. Normal way of identifying an article is by simple description. For example, whatever is shown here, some people will say, this is a dustbin. However, it is not entirely satisfied if you call just as a dustbin. For stores purposes, several different names can be used. Some people will say, this is a dustbin. Some people will say, it is a refuse container. Some people will say, it is rubbish receptacle. Different names will be used. Now, in store, we want only one name to be used by all. If it is dustbin, everyone in the company will call it as a dustbin only. Not as refuse container, not as rubbish receptacle. Everyone in the company has to call this item as dustbin. That is the satisfactory way for stores purposes. In order to identify some articles accurately, a very long and complicated description is required, which is not practicable in stores. For example, for identifying accurately, I can make a description of one paragraph, which is not possible in stores. So, long description is not possible. Short description will be confusing. So, what to do? It is necessary to identify the materials properly, and this identification can be done by using a stores code. Codification. Stores code. For example, when the operation of coding is complete, the list of code numbers, we are going to discuss how to make the code numbers, the list of code numbers, descriptions, sizes, for example, ID 400 and 350, OD 450 are published in a document known as stores vocabulary. And in the chapter number 2, we have seen that in the stores organization, there will be a vocabulary officer who will take care of all these things. So when the operation of coding is complete, the list of code numbers, descriptions, sizes are published in a document known as stores vocabulary, and it is for the reference of everyone in the company. Stores vocabulary. Look at this codification system. I am giving the example of a ball bearing. How I am doing it? For example, I call 1 as the main group code. Code 2 will be for something else. Code 3 will be for something else. Code 4 will be for something else. For mechanical spares, I will use code 1. Maybe for electrical spares, I will use code 2. Maybe for some other items, I will use code number 3. So, for mechanical spares such as ball bearings, I use the main group as code number 1. So, I write here 1. 1 means everyone understands that this is something belonging to mechanical spares. Very clear. Then, I go to the second level. Subgroup 2, code 2 is for bearings. All bearings. All type of bearings. Big bearing, small bearing, 100 millimeter bearing, 200 millimeter bearing, 350 millimeter bearing. All bearings. So group number 2, subgroup number 2, I always reserve for bearings. That means once I know that the code number is 102, 102 means Everybody in the company knows that this is bearings. This is mechanical spares and this is bearing. 102 means bearings. Once I see this 102, I immediately know that this is some kind of a ball bearing, some kind of a bearing. It can be roller bearing, it can be ball bearing in the 102. Then comes this number 5. What is 5? 5 is ball bearing. It is not roller bearing or it is not any other bearing. It is ball bearing. That means once I see the number 1025 means always ball bearing. 1025 belongs to ball bearing. Then next is 350. What is 350? 350 is inside diameter. 350 millimeters. So, once I see this number, I know that this is the ball bearing of ID 350. Then, once I see this number 450, I know this is OD 450. That means 1025, 350, 450 is a ball bearing of 450 OD and 350 ID. Anybody will know that this is a ball bearing of 350, 450. Then what is this 30? This 30 is code for special characteristics in that ball bearing. Then 6 is check digit computed by computer. This is a check digit. So, once I see this number 1025, 350, 450, I know that this is a ball bearing required by me, 350 millimeter ID, 450 millimeter ODE. This is the codification system which I am using to identify properly the ball bearing, which is listed in that vocabulary. So, I will see the vocabulary. I know one is ball bearing, one is the mechanical sphere, 2 is the bearing, 5 is the ball bearing, 350 is the ID, 450 is the OD. I don't need any other identification. This is the codification 1025. 1025 means always ball bearing. Codification system used for identification of products achieves following objectives. Once, prevents duplication. I can make a mistake by saying ball bearing of this diameter. But if I say that 1025, 350, 450, that means it is the only that particular ball bearing only. I cannot make a duplication. Then this codification guarantees interchangeability. Interchangeability means I have a bearing on machine which was named as 1025, 350, 450, and if I bring the material, that means from a ball bearing from the stores which is having the number of 1025, 350, 450, means definitely it will be fitted on the machine. There will not be any interchangeability issue. Suppose I say I want ball bearing 350, 450, maybe some other ball bearing will come. But when I say 1025, 350, 450, 30, 56, that means that particular ball bearing only will come to me, which is interchangeable with my machine. So it guarantees interchangeability and equivalence. It prevents duplication, it is standardization and variety reduction, means it cannot happen that there are two bearings of 350, 450, two different type of bearings are there. It cannot happen. Once I say 1025, 350, 450, 30, 56, means the same bearing will be ordered, same bearing will come, it will be interchangeable and there will not be any variety problem. Unnecessarily, too many bearings of the same diameter are lying. Then I don't know what to do, what to use, what is the correct bearing. That problem comes. Variety becomes lot of variety. Three type of the same bearings are there, which are different from each other. And this also ensures efficiently controlling of the inventory. Efficient inventory control. So, codification system we must have. Every component, every part, every raw material should be codified. And the list, as I have said already, when the operation of coding is complete,
The lists of code numbers, descriptions, sizes are published in a document known as stores vocabulary so that everyone is able to refer to this stores vocabulary.
Variety reduction. What is variety reduction? What is variety? Today, I want to do some painting. Then somebody brings a barrel of 5 liters. Afterwards, I need some more paint. Somebody will bring a barrel of 10 liters. Then after some days, I need another. Then somebody will bring a barrel of only 2 liters. So, I have already a variety of 3 different barrels, 3 different containers. The next time when I want to buy some more paint, some people will say, okay, that particular shade of green is not available, so can I bring some other shade? Then some people will say, okay, then that another shade will come in 3 different containers. So already I have 6 containers. So many materials of the same type are lying in nobody knows what. Next time when somebody wants, he says, no, I don't want this shade. This shade is not useful to me. Bring another shade. So another variety. Material is simply coming. It refers to the process of controlling and minimizing the range of new parts. New equipment. Materials. For example, if I bring a machine called Kirloskar Landis, then next time when I bring the material, machine, the same Kirloskar Landis should come. It should not be that some other machine has come with some other spare parts. Then there will be a variety. Variety means too many things are lying in my inventory and they are non-moving also. Then variety reduction refers to the process of controlling and minimizing the range of new parts, new equipment, new materials. For example, equipment, if I want to buy, I must buy from the same party again and again. So that same spare parts will be useful for all the machines. Materials, methods and procedures that are used to produce goods or services. Every day different procedure cannot be there. There has to be one procedure for one process. If there are 3 different procedures for the same thing, people will get confused. So, we must have less and less variety. Variety reduction aims to minimize the variety of all elements in the production or service delivery process. Variety adds to costs to any organization. And variety management and reduction can definitely benefit profitability because in the stores, if there are 100 different varieties of the same part, people will get too confused what to do about those different variety of parts. Standardization and variety reduction are sometimes used as the same meaning words. If you want to produce a set of nails with lengths between roughly 15 and 300 millimeter, then the application of the R5 series would lead to a product repertoire of 16 mm, 25 mm, 40 mm, 63 mm, 100 mm, 160 mm and 250 mm. And this will be standardized all over the world because this is application of the R5 series. That means you will get a nail of 16 mm or 25. You will not get a 17 mm. For example, if you buy a bulb anywhere in the world, if you buy a bulb, that bulb will be fitted in that socket anywhere in the world because the diameter is standardized. The diameter is standardized all over the world. Like that, the standardization will be helpful because if you bring the material and it will not happen that it is not getting fitted. Since it is standardized, everywhere it will get fitted. For example, in the plug, the distance between 2 pins is standardized. So anywhere you bring, anywhere you purchase that plug, it will get fitted anywhere. This is called as standardization, and standardization and variety reduction are going hand in hand. Because, for example, I purchase a table
For example, the height of the table is 4 feet, and then next time also I purchase the same design of the table. All over my factory, I have standardized the table size, the same design is always brought. Cupboard, same design of cupboard is always brought. I don't bring one time a small cupboard, then next time the tall cupboard, next time the bigger cupboard, and I don't keep a variety there. I have standardized on the cupboards. I have standardized on the tables. I have standardized on chairs. And anytime repurchasing happens, the same design will be ordered because I have standardized on that. This is the part of our 5S also. Standardization. So that you know how many tables are there, it is easy to count. If there are 100 different varieties of tables, very difficult to keep the track of that. If it is standard, okay, I am able to count it very, very easily. I can say that there are 100 tables of the same size. I can have same code number for all the tables, same code number for all the cupboards. Standardization. And standardization, once I standardize, definitely there will be variety reduction. Because, for example, paint. I will bring always for machine coloring. Color of the machine is standardized as light green. So always the barrels of only 5 liters are brought and the same green shade is brought. Always. It cannot be once the dark green, then next time it is light green, then next time it is another shade. It has to be standardized to only one shade, and the size of the container also is one, maybe 5 or 10 liters, so that in the stores there will not be a mess of so many different varieties. So variety reduction happens when you do the standardization. And standard means it is a paper or document published by Bureau of Indian Standards, and they have written in that as per that standard we should work. Standardization and variety reduction. So your policy should be to do standardization as per the Bureau of Indian Standards and then purchase the materials as per that standardization, so that you definitely reduce the variety in the stores. Because if there is too much variety of different materials of the same function, then you are getting confused. Your inventory will not be under control. You, while doing the stock taking, you will get confused. You have to have too many code numbers for the same type of parts, and then there will be reordering, will be a confusion, and everything will be in a problem. I insist, please note this, that whatever you purchase should be standardized, and then only the purchase order should go. If somebody is requesting a non-standard item, don't purchase it. Otherwise, it will lie in your stores, non-moving. For example, here I have said that nails will be 16, 25, 40, 63, 100, 160. If you want to have a nail of 150, you will not get it. So that there is very less variety available in your stores. Here is a graph, variety reduction and standardization. For example, nails, annual consumption of this kind of a nail is so much, and then it comes down. For example, this size of the nail, the consumption is 1700. This size of nail, it is only 1300. This size of nail, the consumption is 700. This size of nail, consumption comes down, and there is hardly any consumption for this kind of a, this 250 size of a nail. That means the size of the nail increases, the consumption also is very less. So considering this, you should purchase whatever is having more consumption, only that you should purchase, and whatever there is no consumption, you should try to avoid bringing those things or keep minimum stock of those things. Minimum stock, don't reorder unless it is required. Otherwise, you will have variety of nails, variety of parts lying in your stores. Unnecessarily, you have to control them. Standardization can apply to unit loads. Unit load can be of, let us say, always can be 50 kg. You can standardize on that. Unit load. That means you will move a unit load only when it becomes 50 kg or 100 kg. You can standardize on that. Till the load becomes 50 kg or till the load becomes 100 kg, you will not move it. Because it is uneconomical to move the non-standard kind of loads. Unit loads you can standardize. Container sizes you can standardize. You cannot have 100 different sizes of containers. You have to standardize on container sizes. Otherwise, you will have 100 variety type of containers in your stock. And reordering will be a problem. Counting will be a problem. Inventory will be a problem. Then you can standardize on equipment like forklifts. Once you bring a forklift of one company of one capacity or one SWL, you have to always again and again buy the same kind of forklift so that spare parts management becomes easy, maintenance becomes easy, keeping the record becomes easy, and training becomes easy so that you don't have different kind of forklifts, so that again and again training and retraining is required. I give always very high priority to safety. So safety is guaranteed if there is proper training and retraining and proper maintenance. And proper training and retraining and proper maintenance is possible if there is a standardization. So I am too much insisting on the standardization and then hence variety reduction. Then pallet tracking, RF scanners, that means radio frequency scanners, work processes and training, look for a theme in your warehouse, apply the 80-20 rule in your current operational conditions. Can you find commonality in what you are already doing? You can do the standardization.